Welcome to episode 2512 of the Daily Meditation Podcast. I'm Mary Meckley, and welcome to day four of our series we're exploring this week. This is a series created by you, because in each episode of this week's series, you're guided to help you manage difficult emotions with some of the top stressors you experience. These are from emails and direct messages on my Sip and Ohm Instagram that I receive from you. So in this week's series, you're guided through a different top stressor to help you manage a difficult emotion. And we started off with you feeling safe. With the coronavirus and the uncertainty in the world, the top theme has been feeling safer in the world. So many of you started meditating during the coronavirus, and you tell me that meditation has become one of the most important things you do as we continue to experience this pandemic. Next, you were guided in a meditation to help you manage difficult, toxic relationships, another top stressor. In yesterday's episode, you were guided to help you release anxiety, which is one of the main reasons why many people begin meditating. In today's episode, you're going to be guided as you manage the difficult emotions that can revolve around the kind of work you do, whether or not you're stressed out about losing your job, or maybe you enjoy what you do, but where you work is a really difficult place. Maybe you feel like you're not really sharing your gifts with the world, or you'd like to try another kind of work, or maybe you don't work, but you still want to share your gifts. So I'll be guiding you through a meditation where you are invited to use what many of you tell me is your favorite meditation technique, and that is using a mudra. Mudras are often referred to as yoga in your hands. There are a lot of nerve endings on our fingertips and in our hands. And when you stimulate these, it is thought to correspond with a region of your brain that helps to evoke a particular emotion or response. So the mudra for this week's series and for today's meditation is called the Brahma Mudra. It's a simple mudra to do. You can see a photo of the mudra over on my Sip and Ohm Instagram, on my stories there. And this is where you place your palms upwards on your lap, and then you tuck your thumbs into your palms, and then you close your fingers over your thumbs. It looks like you're making fists with your hands, with your thumbs tucked into your palms. This is considered to invoke a release of negative energy. So when you're starting to feel yourself become stressed, or you're in the midst of dealing with stress, you might find that you do this mudra intuitively. Many mudras you will notice you intuitively do. So try this mudra and have a little fun with it today as you meditate. When you hold this mudra, your fists are touching. So on your lap, your knuckles are touching together from each hand. And you can also find this on the slowdown guide, which you can receive free on the Sip and Ohm meditation app. You also receive a daily reflection journal there, as well as access to over 2,000 guided meditations. Again, you can try the Sip and Ohm meditation app absolutely free. You are guided in 30-minute, more in-depth meditations. So maybe your resolution is to start off this year meditating. That might be a fun way to do it. Try a week and see if that gives you a little boost as you deepen or begin a brand new meditation ritual. So now I invite you to settle yourself down and begin to relax your body and mind, and notice how you're seated. It's so important to be comfortable as you meditate, and also to keep your spine as neutral or straight as possible, not arching it, not slumping over, because this impacts your psychology and your mood and your ability to focus when you meditate. Close your eyes and gently uplift them to the point between your eyebrows. This also is an important little tip to help keep your thoughts uplifted. Notice how you feel right this moment. Name your emotion. Notice where you're holding on to any tension, and as you inhale and exhale through your nose, see if you can create a little space wherever you feel tightness or tension. Mentally affirm this week's affirmation. In stillness, I touch my inner peace. Bring to mind the work you do, the way you share your unique gifts. Think about if you feel stuck or discouraged with your job, or whatever it is that you do, as you share your gifts with the world. Notice where you hold tension in your body when you think about your work. Do you feel excited, or do you feel worried and fearful and doubtful? Most people who aren't happy at work aren't so worried about the salary or the work they do as they are about being appreciated. Consider whether or not you're appreciated with the work you do, with your colleagues, with your boss, or with the people you share and influence as you work. Reflect on ways you are appreciated. If you don't feel appreciated, think about what you need in order to feel more appreciated. Maybe it's a new job or a new kind of work. Reflect on this, noticing where you feel certain emotions in your body. Honor yourself for what you're doing right now. You likely spend many hours of your life at the work you do. Listen to what you need and see if you're opening up to something new. Feel excited. Allow yourself to experience any emotions that arise. Continue to meditate as you open up to your unique gifts and how you want to share them with the world. You are so worth slowing down for.